This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. The Plano City Council has decided to put the fate of one of the city's oldest houses in the hands of the voters. Citizens will be able to vote on a bond package in May that could save and restore the Collinwood House in West Plano. After years of back and forth, the Plano City Council is giving the 155-year-old Collinwood House one last chance. In May, its future will be sealed in a $3.5 million bond election. City Manager Bruce Glasscock says the residents should be the ones to choose what happens to the house.
It became apparent that this was an important issue for some in the community. We determined that putting the restoration of the Collinwood House on a bond vote in May of 17 was the most logical way to approach that, and that would also allow the citizens to make a determination as to whether or not they wanted public funds to be used on the restoration.
Over the past 2 years, the City Council, along with the Parks Department, residents, and preservation groups, have tried to figure out what to do with the house: demolish it and move forward with plans for a park, move it off-site, or keep and restore it. In April, the City Council gave private groups until this month to raise $1.5 million in restoration costs. The city says that didn't happen, but it did receive thousands of signatures in a petition to save the house. So until the May election, the city will spend just over $300,000 on the house to add fencing and alarms. Candace Fontalakis is a Plano resident and preservation activist. She believes residents will vote to save the Collinwood House.
If we do a good job of educating them on what it is they're being asked to vote on and fund, and I believe that there are a lot of opportunities now that the council has given us this time frame to make sure they understand what it is and restore and reuse so that they have a chance to show their grandkids and their grandkids show their grandkids and have this house preserved right where it was built and survive another couple hundred years.
The restored house would serve as a meeting space. But if residents don't vote to keep the house, the city will demolish it and salvage historical artifacts. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.